I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The New York Times Company has apologized and paid damages to Singapore's leaders. This after Singapore complained about a recent article about political dynasties in the International Herald Tribune, which is part of the Times Company. The article pointed out that Singapore's current prime minister is the son of founding father Lee Kuan Yew. The elder Lee also serves as his son's minister mentor. In its apology, the Times said it didn't intend to suggest that Prime Minister Lee had not achieved his position through merit. Attorney Stuart Carl was involved in similar cases when he was a general counsel for the Wall Street Journal, and he says it's not unusual for Singaporean leaders to take legal action over news articles.
It is historically quite common. Over the years, when he was Prime Minister, Prime Minister Lee, the father, brought a number of lawsuits against various Western media.
So how tightly does Singapore control the message about their country? I mean, is this national branding or a form of censorship, do you think?
A bit of both. The topics they bring the lawsuits, historically brought the lawsuits on, are pretty specific. There are just certain topics that, from the Singapore point of view, if one is going to write on, one has to include certain statements that Singapore believes are critical.
So in this case specifically, what did Singapore not like, specifically the executives?
What they challenged, my understanding is any inference that the current prime minister, who is in fact the son of the original prime minister of Singapore, achieved his position as a result of nepotism. And the issue one has, if anyone else reads this article, is that no one sees that meaning in what the International Herald Tribune published. Anyone coming to this article and reading it wouldn't look at it and say, ah, they're saying this is nepotism. One would just read it as a statement of fact that these two are related. But for the Singapore eye, what they look for is an inference that you're trying to accuse the current prime minister of arriving at his position solely because of the relationship, not because of his own talent.
Right. Now, while this may be kind of common to bring lawsuits against publications in Singapore, it's not that common, is it, for a big news company like the New York Times to apologize and pay a fairly large sum of money to foreign heads of state, is it?
It's extremely uncommon for the Times and for every other large publication, certainly outside of England and even in England with politicians. But it is not uncommon in Singapore for Western publications to be put in precisely this position.
If the New York Times had not agreed to this financial settlement and not promised to not make the same allegations in the future, what do you think would have happened?
I know exactly what. I can predict what would have happened. It's the IHT also. I mean, it's
the International Herald Tribune.
Yeah, one of the reasons that's important is because this comes out of an earlier lawsuit involving the IHT. And so it, to some extent, would be analyzed a little differently because of an agreement that came out of that lawsuit. But what happens is, to my knowledge, Minister Mentor Lee and his son, Prime Minister Lee, and other members of the Singapore government have never lost a libel action brought in the Singapore court. And so the probability of the IHT winning a defense of a lawsuit based on this article was probably zero. And the problem one has is that to publish and distribute in Singapore, one has to, if one's a daily newspaper, has to post essentially a license fee or a bond, which is, I think, a couple hundred thousand dollars. And so even if they fought it, even if they thought the decision was something they shouldn't respect, as a practical matter, they were going to lose that money as a result of a judgment.
Lawyer Stuart Carl, former general counsel for the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.